This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
On the conversation, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live, so that's what that means. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
And I'm just going to go straight to the phones. We have John in Nebraska. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was just going to talk about the censor real quick. I think that the lady, she has a family member in Palestine. I don't know if it's like her grandma or something. I'm not really sure. But I just think that, I think that Republicans were kind of gaslighting her.
Right.
Either that or a lot of them just don't understand the issues, you know, or they just, I don't know. I just kind of feel like this whole thing is, it's just crazy. I mean, she's coming out and she broke down what she said. You know, she said she didn't mean it the way that they were trying to define it. Like, they're trying to make it sound like she's, like, anti-Israel or something. She came out and I'm pretty sure that she said she, that's not the way she meant, what is it, from the river to the sea or whatever she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they kind of took that out of context or something. But, I kind of feel like with all the innocent people, that are, you know, just, it's just way too much going on over there right now. We don't know everything either. You know, I'm pretty sure like the UN is like saying, you know, that there's war crimes going on there. They got to investigate all that stuff.
We also don't know who the good guys are.
Yeah, there's just a lot of things that are disappointing. I think now's a good time to like start looking into like websites. I don't know. There's one, I think it's called Open Secrets. Is it like opensecrets.com or something?
Okay.
See where all the money goes, you know, because like I've heard people say, you know, we send money to foreign countries, and right, and Israel is a strategic ally in that region, and I don't think we want to lose allies in that region. I mean, you look at Saudi Arabia. I mean, their human rights violations are crazy, but hey, there are allies, you know. But I just think that like that region is just like something that like the war hawks of our country, the defense contractors and all the people who make all the, you know, fancy, you know, war equipment like missiles and stuff. They don't want us to get out of that region anytime soon. I think,
right.
Aren't they getting ready to send like troops over there or something? I don't know. Like, I feel like it's just too crazy. And I know that, like, there's got to be money going over there, but it's not being used for what most people think it should be used for. I think, you know, all that money going to Israel, you would think it'd be going to, you know, improve their, you know, schools or hospitals or maybe something in relation to, like, you know, their airports. So, you know, if, like, there are allies, you know, maybe we need to land planes over there or something. I don't know. But
like hospitals, right? Like some, you know, to help the injured, like something beneficial, right? But yeah, I highly doubt it's going towards any of that.
I guess it just seems like they're trying to expand and maybe, you know, just turn that whole place into a parking lot.
Involved in any way. Like now, whenever you're looking up news articles for like this show, I have to look up news articles to talk about. I see things that say like Western countries are backing this war. So it'll say like United States backed war, and it's like, oh wow, that's terrible, that doesn't look good. It's you know, thrust upon me without my permission that this is being, you know, backed by my country supposedly.
Yeah, I don't really want my tax dollars going towards the slaughter of innocent people. I think that half their population isn't like under the age of 24 or something, so like most are these families, like they can't. There's, you know, like there's like a lot of people who just don't want anything to do with religion or politics, and they're just caught up in that mix, and it's just horrible. I mean, where are they going to go? I don't even know if they have passports or anything. You know, it's just,
wait,
it's just a horrible situation.
The people
in Israel? In Gaza.
Oh.
And just, I just think that, I don't know. Like, I just think that, like, even in Israel, I suppose there's people who don't want the war. I mean, you know, it's, it seems more like Netanyahu is like a, he's kind of like their version of Trump, right? I mean, he's only a little bit more far to the right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, hey, thank you for taking my call. Hopefully someday, you know, maybe 20, 30 years from now, you know, our generation will be more peaceful than the previous ones or something. But, hey, thank
Let's
you.
Let's hope
you
learn the lessons of war before it's too late.
Thank you so much for the optimistic message there and
you know,
your opinions.
I like what he said about we don't know what's going on over there, because that is such a good point. It seems like people just, you know, make all these opinions based on, like, what other people are saying or what they're hearing on the news or what they're reading in articles. But really, you don't, there's no way to completely understand and know what is happening in the Gaza Strip, in Israel, in Palestine, unless you're physically there seeing it with your own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And even
so
then,
it's like,
how do you know, how do we find out who the good guys are, even if we are on the
ground? Well, and that's the thing, too. It's just like, there's really no way to know. So it's like, kind of, it's insane that, like, there are so many strong opinions coming from the United States. And it's like, do you guys even know what's happening?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, just earlier in the show, you pointed out how the news had some terribly misleading, if not an actual lie in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's about fentanyl.
Yeah, about fentanyl.
That was from the New Hampshire Department of Justice. That wasn't even like a news.
You mean
media
the government
source.
Lies? The Department of Justice
lies? Yeah, the
lies?
Department of Justice.
Wow.
They're like, yeah, we have to give this guy life in prison because he just single-handedly murdered 250,000 people. It's like, really? Really?
He thought about it.
He had the intent. It's like, give me a break. No, he didn't.
Well, I pulled up this article from AJC.org, which is, where did it go? It's American Jewish Committee. And they are going to explain to us why the Israelis consider "from the river to the sea" a hate speech phrase. So let's get into it. It says why it's anti-Semitic. "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free" is a common call to arms for pro-Palestinian activists, especially student activists on college campuses. It calls for the establishment of a state of Palestine from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, erasing the state of Israel and its people. And, you know, like, if this had happened before, what, 1949, and there were people who were Israeli saying the term "from the river to the sea,
Israel
will
be free,"
you could say the same exact thing, and that's what they actually did. They took up arms, took this land, and settled in this place where people already had been.
But you have to remember, this was supported by the world at large because the Jewish people had just undergone a horrible incident known as the Holocaust that people are denying today. So it's just interesting that, you know, a plot of land, that people just keep fighting over a plot of land in the name of their God.
And I think it's annoying that people act like this was the only solution. Like, oh, this is just the way it had to be, Bonnie. Do you want all Jews to die? No, I just think there shouldn't be laws controlling who gets to travel to where. Like during World War II, how there was something called the Voyage of the Damned.
Or the Ship of the Damned, I think it was.
There was a shipload of Jews who were trying to escape Europe, probably Germany. I'm not exactly sure which country.
I think it's Germany or Poland.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
those were the main.
It was before things got really, really bad, but the United States, it was still bad for them. They're getting out of there, and the United States said, turn around,
go back to wherever you came from. We can't have you here.
We can't have this one
they
shipload.
Were killed.
Yep. Most countries in the world were doing that. They're like, well, I don't want to take them. Well, it shouldn't be up to you. It should be up to, do they have the ability to get in a ship and go to this land?
Yeah.
And when they get there, do they have the ability to get a job, sustain themselves, build a house? That should be
so
all
awful.
There is to it.
Yeah. Imagine that. No, you have to stay in this place where people hate you. And not only just the government is trying to genocide your people, But Poland, the Polish people, like the average Polish person, was incredibly racist to the Jewish people, right?
Yep.
They were making their lives living hells. So who, it just is amazing, like, people should be able to cross borders and go places and establish a life wherever they wish. Like, it's straight, and if they're, like, genuinely not welcome, the people there, I guess, will tell them, right? But to just, like, as a governing body, be like, no, you have to go back to where you're going to be murdered and gas chambered and tortured.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then, like, for the U.S. to be like, no, we're the good guys. We're going to come fight with you in the war and save you.
After it's that, like, right.
Yeah, give me a break.
You know, people are just absolutely cruel to each other.
It's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, going back to this, From the River to the Sea, it says, it is also a rallying cry for terrorist groups and their sympathizers from the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, to Hamas, which called for Israel's destruction in its original governing charter in 1988 and was responsible for the October 7th, 2023 terror attack on Israeli civilians, murdering over 1,000 people in the single deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust. So the thing about it is, these terrorist groups have used this term. So now they're trying to make it sound like this, bringing it back to what we're actually talking about, this representative from Michigan saying that term, it's like you're saying that you know her thoughts and you know that she's meaning that people should die. That's not inherent in the term. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free is just saying what you want to happen. And that doesn't mean that she doesn't intend or hope that peaceful means can achieve that one day, like we were just saying with John. So let's get back into the article about her. Her name is Rashida Tlaib, and it says, so I think we already read that. It says, ultimately more than 20 of them, meaning Democrats, joined Republicans on Tuesday night to censure Rashida Tlaib after an effort to shelve the measure failed earlier in the day. The latest censure push resulted in a dramatic vote on the House floor amid political tensions over the ongoing deadly Israel-Hamas war. While the majority of both parties have historically stood firmly on the side of Israel, divisions have emerged in the Democratic Party about the American response. Rep. Brad Schneider, Democrat from Illinois, the lone Democrat to vote with Republicans on Tuesday to advance the censure resolution, said he believed it was important to debate the slogan From the River to the Sea. Quote, it is nothing else but the call for the destruction of Israel and murder of Jews, the Jewish Democrat said. I will always defend the right to free speech. Tlaib has the right to say whatever she wants, but you're also voting for censure.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Idiot. He added, but it cannot go unanswered. While the censure, all you have to do is answer. All you do is use your words to respond to her. If she was saying, even, we need to kill Jews, all you need to do is use
respond
your words
to respond. That, right? Yeah, they're trying to
You can say, hey, we don't advocate for the killing of people here.
Yeah. It says, while the censure of a lawmaker carries no practical effect, it amounts to severe reproach from colleagues. As lawmakers who are censured are usually asked to stand in the well of the House as the censure resolution against them is read aloud. But the resolution against Tlaib did not call for the public admonishment. I guess that could be a component of this, but it wasn't in this instance.
Yeah.
With the vote, Tlaib will become the second Muslim American woman in Congress to be formally admonished this year for her criticism of Israel. Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Says Rep. Ihan Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, was removed in February from the House Foreign Affairs Committee for a similar comment she made about Israel.
Wow.
I didn't hear about that.
I did not either.
Some on the left have criticized President Joe Biden's stance and urged him to put conditions on U.S. support for Israel, as its aggressive military campaign drives the Palestinian death toll higher. Like, if you think about it, already more innocent people have died in Palestine than died in Israel on October 7th. So, it's like, when do you stop?
Yeah.
Are you just going to keep killing Palestinians that are innocent forever just to make up for the 1,000 or so that died in Israel?
We stop when our Messiah comes back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like that, yeah.
It sure feels like that,
I don't think they believe that the Messiah's
been awful.
There.
No, they don't believe that he came the first time like Christians do, but they believe there will be a messianic appearance by someone who's going to wipe out their enemies off the face of the earth.
Yep. And that's pretty scary.
It is.
It says, some on the left have criticized... Oh, sorry, I already read that. While the vote against Tlaib will take place against the extraordinary backdrop of the war, the push to censure her is part of a growing pattern in the House. Censure has long been viewed as a punishment of last resort, just one step below expulsion, and to be triggered only for the most egregious wrongdoing. That's crazy. This isn't the most egregious wrongdoing.
No. And that's the thing. It's like there are literally people being murdered right now. And she's not allowed to speak out against that?
Right. It's crazy.
And to say, like, what she said is, like, rallying for war and violence, I mean...
Joe Biden's giving money to war and violence.
Like, there already is war and violence.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, no, what she's doing is supporting the other side, and that's not allowed.
Yep.
It's like, you have to agree with us. You know, we're on the side of Israel. Doesn't matter how many people are being murdered. You can't have a different opinion or else you're literally anti-Semitic. Like, this is what it comes down to. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. And that's why I thought this was a really interesting, important thing to talk about. Usually I don't care what Congress does at all. Like, unless they're putting some kind of law to, like, outlaw Kratom. I usually don't care what they're doing. But they haven't done that, thank God. I'm just making a point that I don't usually pay attention to what they're doing, but this says a lot, for the state of the world and the people living in it. This woman is doing something that she absolutely has the right to do, and she's getting in trouble for it. Yeah, they're not really doing anything, like, physically harming her, but I think that it is kind of a canary in the coal mine for freedom of speech. Which I really care about, obviously, or I wouldn't be doing this show.
I think freedom of speech is really important, especially, you know, our show is very unique because we don't share the typical talking points of conservative talk radio where they're talking about how bad Joe Biden is and how good the Republicans are
Brandon.
Or whatever. We tend to fall on the side of, you know, government is generally bad. We like free speech. We like freedom.
Yep. We let anyone call in except Skeeter from California.
Yep.
And say what they want to say. I mean, that's only because every time he's called in, he's just been purposely annoying, so that's why I ignore him.
That's how you know you really suck when you're, like, the one person that's blacklisted from the show.
Yeah, from Free Talk Live.
Yeah, like, it's like, we literally, like, we let, like, literally everybody call in.
Yeah, David annoys me, but I'll still answer him next time he calls. It says, censure has... or had long been viewed, oh, sorry, I already read that. Many Democrats and some Republicans who opposed censuring Tlaib cited free speech and warned of the precedent was set. Well, kind of exactly what I just said. Quote, this resolution not only degrades our Constitution, but it cheapens the meaning of discipline in this body for people who actually commit wrongful actions like bribery, fraud, violent assault, and so on, unquote, said Rep. Jamie Raskin, Democrat from Maryland.
Now, those are things that someone should be censured for, but you know, free speech is not one of them.
He defended Tlaib against the resolution on the floor late Tuesday. A second resolution by Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican from Georgia, to censure Tlaib had also been scheduled for a procedural vote late Tuesday night, but that measure was put on hold after the censure resolution from McCormick advanced to a final vote. Tlaib is now the 26th person to ever be censured by the chamber, and the second just this year. It's weird. They're both Muslims.
Mm-hmm. That is a little strange.
In June, Republicans voted to censure Democrat Adam Schiff of California for comments he had made years ago about investigations into the then-President Donald Trump's ties to Russia. When the House was under Democratic control, Republican Rep. Paul Gosar of Arizona was censured in 2001 for tweeting an animated video that depicted him striking Democratic Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York with a sword. Oh, my God.
These people are so weird.
They are, aren't they?
Like
a meme, an AI meme or something? It says, and Democratic Rep. Charlie Rangel of New York was censured in 2010 for... over serious financial and campaign misconduct. See, it sounds like something maybe they should be using this censure power for, but yeah, I just thought it was pretty crazy and messed up, and I stand behind that lady being able to say whatever she wants. I mean, her grandma, I think someone said it was her grandma.
I said that, but I was just, maybe the article said that, but I just said that just as a, because she's from Palestine somehow, has some sort of heritage in Palestine.
It says she had family in Palestine, it did, but it didn't say
so probably a grandmother or aunt or, you know what I mean? Like,
like, they're at risk of dying.
You know, it's not like me being like, I'm French. I'm from France. It's like, no, my great-grandmother was born in France. You know, it's like, that's pretty far removed. You know, I don't know anyone in France. Mm-hmm. It sounds like she, like, legit has family in Palestine.
Yep, exactly.
So one would assume, not always, but one would assume that she would probably be on their side.
And
you know?
Be concerned about their freedom just as much as anyone else's, I imagine.
And
didn't say anything like negative about Israel, really. Like, she wasn't like, we need to kill the Israelis and we need to take up arms. It didn't sound like that to me, you know what I mean? Like,
just
it just sounded
too much
like
into that little
that's
slogan.
The thing, like, she's like promoting peace and freedom. That's, and this is me, what I'm reading into it, whatever, freedom, promoting freedom at the very least of you know, the Palestinian people.
Well, at least the word free was actually in the quote. There isn't a word like bomb or
no, it wasn't like
kill.
Yeah. So
moving on, Riley brought in an interesting story from Reason.com that is kind of related. And so I definitely wanted to talk about this one next after that one that we just talked about. It says, yes, anti-Israel protests are free speech. Peaceful pro-Palestine protests are protected by the First Amendment. Well, that was a lot of alliteration.
Yeah.
Even if protesters often use offensive or inflammatory rhetoric. So last Friday, and it shows this picture, it looks like it's in front of some kind of a government building, I'm not sure where, and it says, it's a group of people on some steps in front of this government building, they have flags up, I guess it's the flag of Palestine, I don't really know, and they're holding signs, and the signs say, stop the genocide in Gaza, apartheid, and Harvard out of occupied Palestine, and divest. So says last Friday, a group of college students penned a guest essay in the New York Times arguing that the wave of anti-Israel, pro-Palestine activity on many college campuses isn't a legitimate free legitimate free expression. And that universities have a moral responsibility to combat it. We'll get into what exactly they said, but right off the bat, I'll have to say that they're wrong, that universities don't have a moral responsibility to be on one or the other side of government's wars.
I agree.
And that it's definitely free speech to say whatever your opinion is. 603-283-6160. Get your calls in. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. According to a report from NBC News, there are discussions underway regarding a potential 3-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict. This pause is being considered to facilitate the delivery of more humanitarian aid to Gaza and potentially lead to the release of some hostages held by Hamas.
The White House is alleging the House Republicans are orchestrating a smear campaign against President Biden. This accusation follows House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer's issuance of subpoenas for the president's son, Hunter Biden, and his brother, James.
This is an investigation that has been going on for a year now and has turned up zero evidence of wrongdoing by the president because there is none.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The next film in the Ghostbusters franchise is getting its first trailer, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the follow-up to the 21's Ghostbusters Afterlife. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Opinions on the air, and we won't censure you, and we won't tell you that you're a bad person. Well, unless your thoughts or opinion are, you know, violent.
Yeah, unless you're a bad person.
Right. We won't tell you. You can't say it, though. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
And since it's Free Talk Live, we're going to go straight to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes. So the election ended, and then we're going to have a one-off. We had four city councilors, but one of the people had three people running. So the top person, Nicole Rogers, got like 44%. And then the second runner-up is Jeff Holland. He got, 34. So they're going to have the runoff, but I called the campaign office. I'm going to help volunteer and, help her win. That's what I'm trying to do.
Is it like Democrat versus Democrat, or is it a Republican in there?
Okay, it's supposed to be so-called, supposedly it's supposed to be nonpartisan, but everybody knows what side they're on. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, Nicole Rogers is Democrat, and it seems like Jeff Holland, he got busted for, taking money from the business PAC. What do you call those? Like the businesses give them money? No, it's like a business PAC. I think that he takes money from businesses to run his campaign or something. And they were on the news about it.
It's illegal?
So, you know what? That's why I'm trying to, or I don't know if it's, is it like a disclosure? You have to disclose. You don't take like only $3,000 per business.
It could be he's supposed to disclose it if he took a certain amount and he didn't do that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I think. And then they announced it on election day at 9:30 in the morning, and it didn't. See, that if people knew about it like a week before, he would not have even got that much, 34 points percentage. But all these people, they tell you all these things about these people when it's too late, like KKOB. So hopefully this will get, this will reflect on the runoff that we're going to have next month. But with a difference like that, she won by like 10 points. So that means that she's gonna make it for sure if there's just two of them. And it sounds like they wanted me to canvass. So we need volunteers for canvassing, and I'm just like,
Yeah, have you ever done that? It's hard work.
You have canvassed?
Yeah, in New Hampshire and Maine.
You know something? I think I have canvassed, but I'm not really for it because I don't like to be pushing a candidate.
I agree that it should be illegal. It should be illegal to do, but it's so against my nature to walk up to people's houses and tell them about a candidate. I only did it to come up here and visit New Hampshire.
That was the whole reason is to go on vacation. They kind of located you up there to...
It was not a vacation.
That was the reason
for
vacation.
Well, you were working, right?
Yeah, I was working.
Yeah.
I was getting $10 an hour. I took a pay cut, and on the weekend, or the days that I wasn't on, / the evening after I had worked, I was doing Uber Eats because they were not paying me a lot.
Yeah, no, that's not a lot.
I don't blame you for doing Uber Eats. They're not paying you a lot.
Yeah, and people tip so well up here. I absolutely love
doing
Uber Eats.
Yeah, you want to make some real money? Do Uber Eats. Deliver pizza. Go work at Domino's.
Yes.
Seriously. But it wasn't a vacation, but I used it just to get up here and meet Ian, and
But Sarah, I'm actually surprised to hear that you have that opinion that you don't agree with, like, pushing a particular candidate.
Yeah.
Just because you typically have, pretty strong beliefs.
I figured that's what
you're
she's
usually,
calling in about.
Yeah, like, you're usually calling in to, like, advocate or, like, support a certain candidate or a certain thing. So, can you just speak to, more about that, why you don't really think that's good?
Well, you know what, here in Albuquerque, it's like for every one Republican, there's about like seven Democrats. So it's technically not necessary. The strategy for me is to just go have them go out and vote, showing them where to go, what the hours are, and what the rules of the voting are. That's more important. I just focused on that.
Okay.
Because them voting for a Democrat is just, like, automatic.
That's true, too. I was thinking that. I was like, I wonder if Sarah really likes this lady or if it's just she doesn't know anything about her, but she knows she's a Democrat, so she's going to vote for her. Right? That's usually how you
vote. Well, the whole thing is that you don't have to know nothing about her. It's just the fact that they're a Democrat. They're going to help. Again, the poor people, low-income housing, free bus rides, that's what they have to know about if somebody is they're a Democrat, and that's good enough.
Is it good enough, do you really, can you make that assumption that just because someone's registered as a Democrat that they're going to, support all of those things?
Well, look at in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're not dealing with a very high level of very sophisticated, intelligent people or anything like that. So they're very simple. All you have to do is say Democrat, and that guarantees food stamps, EBT, Medicaid, low-income housing, Section A housing. That's it. That's all they want to know.
Got so not actually mad at me, but kind of reprimanded me, tried to censure me for saying that people in New Mexico are dumb, but I took it back, ultimately.
Yeah, but I mean, Sarah lives there, and she has firsthand experience, so You know, I don't know what's going on over there, but it seems like, you know, she's doing the field research right now. Right. So, I don't know. I'm going to take her word for it.
Well, thank you for the call, Sarah. Anything else you wanted to add about that?
Well, I just want to say, you know what? Like, I'm endorsing Nicole Rogers. If anybody's listening here in Albuquerque area, let's vote for her. That's all.
All right. Well, thanks, Sarah. You know, I suppose Sarah's right to say it. I don't really care.
I don't know who Nicole Rogers is. I don't either. She's probably an idiot. But
she's probably a statist and wants to steal money. So.
And she's a politician. Gross. Yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, Sarah has the right on public radio to advocate for someone she likes.
Like, it's pretty funny. I love it when she's just like, you know, like, because she is very unfiltered. Like, it seems like Sarah kind of will tell it like it is from her perspective.
I think that's what I appreciate about Sarah, even though I would absolutely disagree with her on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's speaking her opinion on the airwaves.
Because I feel like a lot of people, they're like, oh, no, you can't, like, say that they're dumb, or, you know, especially if you're trying to, like, win these people over. But she's just like, yeah, I mean, most of these people are really dumb, and you just have to, like, be really simple. And
if you push the average Democrat and you're like, seriously, get down to it. Do you think that we should be like a communist nation? Should we be killing people if they make too much money, or at least taking their money and imprisoning them? Sarah will tell you yes. She told me that she thinks that people who make as much money as like Donald Trump should be put into jail and their money should be passed out to everyone else.
I don't think the average Democrat believes that, though.
Well, it's just like, if you put, exactly, they don't think they believe that, but if they put all the things that they're told that they believe in into action over the years, that's
and
where
it's like
end up.
Maybe, it's just crazy to be like, oh, well, like, every single Democrat is going to, like, believe in X, Y, and Z across the board, because that's totally not true. And I've never really heard any phrase to describe Democrats like this, but that, you know, that phrase or like the acronym or whatever, RINO, Republican in name only.
Yep.
I know the governor of Massachusetts, they always used to call Charlie Baker, oh, he's a RINO, because he was a Republican, but he was too left for a lot of like the actual Republicans in the state. So I'm sure there are plenty of,
I feel like it's less common. Because
yeah, maybe it's less common, but like, I know of libertarians who have run as Democrats.
Right.
So what if, oh, you're just blindly voting for this person because they have a D next to their name, and next thing they're like trying to get rid of, you know,
the cops
all, yeah, like all of these things that like you believe in. It's like, oh, well, just because someone is a Democrat or a Republican
doesn't mean do no research.
Yeah, doesn't mean that they believe in Democrat or Republican things.
Right. And, like, obviously, Aria proved that. Aria, our co-host, she's in jail right now. She ran as a Republican for sheriff here in Keene, and they voted her in.
Yeah, she won the primary. And then they were, like, so outraged. Ah, she tricked us.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. No,
she registered as a Republican, fair and square.
She's very clearly a trans woman. She was not hiding that. She's been one for, like, 10 years. She's very openly a Satanist. Like, all of her beliefs and anti-state, right? So, like, all of her beliefs, like, she has blogs, she has a YouTube channel, she does a radio show. Like, she couldn't be more loud and out there about her opinions. And they're like, oh, she tricked us. No, you didn't even bother to Google her. If you Googled her and pulled up her website, you would know exactly what she believes. But these people, they're just like, are good enough.
I really
hope
that backfires on Sarah just like that one day. Like, somebody in New Mexico does that exact same thing. It'd be so funny. Well, moving on to your phone calls and thoughts, or more of them, we have Jet. Where are you at tonight, Jet? Western?
I'm in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's another constitutional carry state.
Interesting. I've never been to Idaho.
Oh, the Northern Idaho. Just call it up sometime. Take a look at the pictures.
I've
heard
good things.
Very, very much like New Hampshire.
Really?
With big lakes and mountains. And yeah, it's great.
That does sound great.
But I wanted to come complain about people with titles.
Ah, yeah.
You know, because I get this, I don't know, this cringe or whatever it is, whenever I hear the word officials or authorities or the honorable or even the word government, just makes me want to go, I don't know, get something or something. But anyway, because I believe.
I know what you mean. But we do.
I believe that no one human can be above another, except in a voluntary sense. Let's say if you're in a private business, you hire on to somebody. You have voluntarily and willingly subordinated yourself to that structure. Or let's say a voluntary militia, something like that. But any other organization that just kind of makes itself up and says, you will obey me, is an issue for me. Because I believe that there is no authority except the author and creator of the universe. I also believe that there is no such thing as government except on the shoulders of the one who judges all of mankind to be saved or to be condemned. So any other perspective, any other perception is being promoted by these people, these violent gangs of people who force the concept upon you that says that they are your better, that they are your magistrate. And you must do what they say. So, yeah, people with titles have no more right in my mind than anybody else. And you're being kind of quiet about that.
We're just listening because we actually agree with that. It's something that we try and remember, but, you know, it's challenging sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you didn't say anything wrong, so we didn't have to, like, interrupt you or anything like that.
I do have a question for you, though.
This time, yeah.
Right now, Ian is in jail, and he is reading this book called The God of War. It's by a Christian for Christians, and he's trying to convince Christians to be more anti-war. I just want to know, what is your stance, since you've shared with us before that you're a Christian? What's your stance on this war with Israel?
Well, my understanding is the God I serve is a God of love and peace. And his whole desire, obviously, with statements like, you know, love one another and love your neighbor as yourself and that kind of thing. The Bible also talks about how foreigners in the land should be treated as brothers, referencing the fact that at one point the Israelites were had to go into Egypt to kind of save themselves.
Right.
So my position is that war is stupid. It really is. It's very unintelligent. Because think of all the technology that goes into some of these huge war machines, like for Russia and China and the U.S. and all these other. Imagine if these people collaborated and put all their knowledge together, what kind of a life and what kind of an earth we could be living in.
Like free energy stuff? Yeah, that's so true.
I mean, yeah, because... But they spend all of their time devising ways to destroy and kill. And that, for me, you know, I call myself a dedicated disciple of Christ because I believe in the concepts of love and peace. I believe that there is no other way to live amongst other people except with caring and peace and love for them. Does that answer your question, Elise?
Yeah, it does a lot, and I thank you for that. I really wonder how people can love Jesus and read the things he said and then still be for killing people. It's absolutely crazy. Some of the things he has read, Ian has read to me from that God of War book, it was like there's lots of quotes of people from the past who were Christians, and they're saying, like, oh, I would give all of my sons for the, you know, this war that my country's in, just stuff like that, like Americans.
So speaking of titles, anybody can call themselves anything. Mm-hmm. You can call yourself a Christian. Most people call themselves Christian because they were born in America, mm-hmm. or their parents claimed to be Christian, or they went to church a couple of times. That's their grounds, their basis for calling themselves a Christian. A true Christian is one who will stand for the right of others, who will stand in defense of someone harming someone else. That's you'll not find Jesus in any war stance at all, except against the devil. That's it. And of course, the enemy is among us as far as influencing other people. I understand that, and I tell people that yes, in in Ephesians, we're told that, you know, our war, our fighting is not against flesh and blood. But the fact is that the flesh and blood is the one that carries out, you know, the workings of the enemy of God. So, yes, on the one hand, our war is against the enemy of God, the devil, but it's accomplished through other human beings. So, and you have to look at the history of you know, God's treating, you know, human beings, where at one point they became so destructive to themselves and other people that he just felt he had to take them out. So that's God's way of taking care of the evil among us, is to eliminate the host. And there's no problem or no scripture that specifically addresses things like self-defense, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But there are scripture talking about how we should be protective of one another, hold each other accountable, protect your family, you know, the husband being the protector of the family, that kind of thing. So, like I said, people can call themselves anything they want, but if you call yourself a golfer and because you have golf clubs in the closet, but you never go out on the golf course, you're not a golfer or a skier or whatever. If you have a Bible sitting on the shelf and you're not in it understanding what God wants you to do with your life and your life with respect to others, you're not a Christian. You're not a Christ follower. You're not a follower of the way. And that's how I feel about that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Jet.
Thanks for your perspective, Jet.
Yep, it's definitely refreshing.
Yeah, sounds pretty based.
I mean, I know a lot of Christians just believe they should. Well, God told, you know, the Israelites that's their land, so they should be able to kill anyone. And it seems to me like Jet was just saying that you should only use violence for self-defense. And then maybe he did bring up that God killed people in the Old Testament. And you know, if that's what you believe, that's what you believe. But I don't know. I like the New Testament a lot more than the Old Testament.
Yeah. I'll say that. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
Red flag.
We have an unscreened caller. Unscreened caller, what's on your mind? What's your name?
Hello?
Yep, I hear you.
Yeah, it's about on October 3rd, 2023, I should say, Bonnie could only watch helplessly while a bunch of gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests were kidnapping her husband.
Oh, yeah. The second.
And
just so you know. But go ahead. Go on.
One of the kidnappers walked up to Bonnie and handed her something, and I suspect it was because Bonnie was under so much stress at the moment. By force of habit, she said, thank you.
Oh, it wasn't a goon. It was Ian's lawyer. He handed me Ian's ring.
Oh, it was the lawyer that handed that to you?
Yeah, there was a bunch of cops around, but Ian's lawyer came up in the middle of it and handed me Ian's ring. And he said that was one of the most sad things he's ever had to do, which I was like, wow.
Yeah, it looked to me from my angle that like it was one of the goons. Those are the most dangerous, the most crazy, I should say, of law enforcement goons, mm-hmm. are the ones in the courthouses, because,
right.
I mean, not just looking at that case where they apply a statute about having to have a license to transmit funds, and they stretched it all of a sudden with no advance warning retroactively to Bitcoin as if it was funds, and then they sentenced Ian. But that just is, no matter how badly they misinterpret the law, no matter how bad the evidence is, no matter how well the defense disproves the allegations, if the judge says to take somebody to jail, they will do so. And it's like, and they honestly think that it's not their fault that the person is being, that they are taking the person to jail.
Right.
And, you know, it's take it up with the judge, but all the judge is doing is babbling and scribbling.
I will say that I definitely do accidentally behave very polite to cops most of the time. Whenever I have, it's not a good idea to just scream at a cop whenever you see him, so I wouldn't do that. But usually, like, a cop holds a door for me and, like, thank you.
And you know what? I do that, but like even if I'm being like harassed by them, like if I'm being pulled over or something, but I feel like as a default, I'm kind of like polite to everybody
I
interact with.
Too.
Like you have to be being like a real jerk for me to like start giving you lip. So I think, and I think in like circumstances, like I gave, like if I was, you know, getting pulled over or whatever, I'm not going to like just start like I have before where I kind of started like popping off at the cop or whatever and was like being incredibly rude to him because, you know, for very good reason. I mean, mm-hmm. like I was justified in what I was saying and my actions because this guy is literally harassing me when I did nothing wrong. But it doesn't really get you very far.
It doesn't help you, right?
It doesn't help your cause. So I said, as a default, I'm usually like pretty polite to most people, unless I already don't like them. So I don't know why. I kind of forget why I was even saying that. But anyways,
One of the things that people need to remember. See, it has happened when I just act businesslike when the cops are dealing with me, like at the scene of a traffic accident mm-hmm. where I got hit by somebody. I just write it all up. Okay, it's just businesslike. But on election day, a few years back, a municipal election, there was a question in the ballot on ratifying the contract, the union contract with the police and the police union contract. And at one of the campaign tables, there was a staffer there, probably an off-duty cop. And I was talking to the people at the next table over and that staffer said, and don't forget to vote yes on the police union contract. And I said, no, because in a police state, the police are the enemy. And see, you can say that when that's pretty much what it is. They don't understand the police forces of a hostile domestic government are the enemy just as much as the armed forces of a hostile foreign government are. And even so, sometimes people have to deal with the armed forces of a hostile foreign government, like if they get captured and they have to be fed by the armed forces of a hostile foreign government.
Sorry. Well, thank you, Tom, for the call. 603-283-6160. More coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.